You kind of look like Brooklyn a little bit.
Well, they tell me that. I get that a lot over when I'm in Africa. They're like, Mr. Clinton, come here. And I'm like, yeah, I'll bring the car around. We got to go. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was one time in our work that we do at Standing with Hope, we do prosthetic limbs for amputees. And I was over in Ghana one time, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State at the time. And there was a state funeral for the president of Ghana. Who had died unexpectedly in office, and we were at the airport, and I saw some folks. We had been to the funeral, and I saw some folks in line in front of us at the airport there in Accra, and they were talking with an American accent, and I thought, well, I'll say something to them, and turns out they're Hillary's advance team.
Yeah, okay.
And so I looked at him and I said, well, listen. Y'all need to tell baby doll she needs to start staying home on Friday nights and cooking me a taco because I'm tired of being alone and eating by myself and eating some TV dinners. And they just about fell on the ground. They said, give us your card. We want to talk to the secretary about you. I never did get a call from Secretary Clinton at the time or Senator Clinton or whatever you call her. And we'll just leave it at that.
Hill dog.
But every now and then I'll pull out. And we were, and then Gracie and I sang at in Madison Square Gardens one time for the Republican National Convention back in 2004, 10 years ago this year. And it was a great time. And we did our rehearsal on stage, and Fox News was carrying our rehearsal. And then you had every media outlet there on the floor. I mean, I looked down, there's George Stephanopoulos and Peter Jennings, who was alive at the time. And just, I mean, every one of them, they were all out there. The whole world's media was right there. And I walked out on stage, and Gracie's doing a mic test, and I'm standing there next to her, and I've got Mike. And
can't resist,
and
can
I, and I came, oh, John, I came so close to looking out in front of all these people and saying, hey, listen, Hillary and I are thrilled that y'all had us come out. We appreciate it. It's going to be a great week. But I didn't do it. I was great. I was well-behaved that night.
It's a quick way to get axed from the lineup, I guess.
Well, Secret Service probably would have taken me out.